From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French police have detained six people who were close to Omar Ismail Ostefai, one of the seven attackers who died during the simultaneous attacks Friday night that left 129 people dead and more than 350 wounded in Paris. It's all expected to loom large at the G20 summit in Antalya, Turkey today. French President François Hollande has called the attacks an act of war. And on the streets of Paris, solidarity is on display as we hear from Lisa Bryant.
The security threat is still high, and Paris residents have been asked to stay at home. But many are out anyway, some to donate blood for the victims of Friday's attacks, like Adama Nadoy.
I really feel I have to do this to help at least one person.
Reminders of the bloodbath lie just across the street. A gunman killed at least a dozen people here in the city's popular Canal Martin neighborhood. One local resident is here to pay her respects to the victims and to send a message to the terrorists.
We won't stop living, and you see the proof here. Everybody is out. Everybody is marking the attack. Everyone is trying to give blood and try to help the victims of this attack.
There's the same display of solidarity near the Bataclan Music Hall, a few kilometers away. More than 80 people were killed by assailants here. Three of the attackers blew themselves up. A fourth was killed by police.
The best thing is to continue with life. It's sad, but we can't get hung up on it, because that's what they want. The goal is to carry on.
Parisians have seen it all before, just 10 months ago, when Islamist militants let loose in their city. Once again, they're determined not to let terrorism win. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Governments across Europe held emergency meetings on Saturday to assess the threat level and stepped up security measures in response to the Paris attacks. Countries bordering France, including Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland, announced restrictions for traffic in and out of their countries and advised their citizens against visiting Paris. Also Saturday, police in Belgium arrested several people during raids in a Brussels neighborhood. The Belgian prosecutor's office says a car rented in Belgium was found near the Bataclan concert hall in Paris, the site where nearly 90 people were killed by terrorists. The U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State in Libya. Abu Nabil was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. The Pentagon spokesman said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. Foreign ministers and other officials attending talks on Syria's political future say the Paris attacks have underscored the need to try to resolve Syria's crisis. Representatives for world powers, including the U.S., Russia, Iran, and the U.N., wrapped up their second round of talks in Vienna on Saturday, with a broad plan for a political transition in Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the talks.
Every day that goes by that we don't have a ceasefire is a day too many. And the best way to get there is to get this political process moving as fast as possible.
In spite of progress on a political transition for Syria, sharp differences remain between the U.S. and Russia on the status of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Moscow supports the Assad regime. The U.S. wants Assad out. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the Islamic State group cannot be contained. It must be defeated. She and two other Democratic presidential candidates faced off at a debate Saturday. The forum began with a brief moment of silence for the people killed and the hundreds wounded in the Paris attacks. Senator Bernie Sanders, who is running second to Clinton in the national polls, criticized Clinton for her 2002 congressional vote in support of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who is lagging far behind Clinton and Sanders in the polling, said he supports the United States accepting more refugees from conflict-stricken Middle Eastern countries such as Syria and Iraq, where the Islamic State is attempting to set up a caliphate. And a report Sunday from South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea has declared a no-navigation zone off its eastern coast, a sign it might be preparing to test launch a missile.
That's the latest world news from VOA.